Bow our heads in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the joy of being in the house of God with God's people, knowing that we're right with God. If you should come in the middle of this service, we go straight to heaven. Thank for the joy of Christianity, our country, and all the blessings that come our way with family and friends. Bless the message today in Christ's name. Amen. Talking on the subject, God, Creator and Controller. Colossians 1, 16 and 17 reads, "For by him, Jesus, all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him were all things held together." That's what the word consist means, hold together. He creates, he controls, and he consists. Hebrews 1:3 bears that out. He upholds all things by the word of his power. God owns everything. We own nothing. Everything belongs to God, created for his glory and not ours. Brought nothing in the world, we can take nothing out. A man recently was buried in his gold-plated Cadillac. I don't know what he was thinking. He could take neither of those into heaven because he evidently was not a Christian. Well, I wouldn't care to be buried in a gold Cadillac. You wouldn't know it anyhow. God's placed all things on his, of his, in your hands as a loan. The only possession that you have is your will. Only possession you have is your will. He is creator and owner, Jesus. John 1:3, all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Switzerland some years ago tried and failed to reinvent the Big Bang, but they failed. The universe is not a chaos, it's a cosmos. Gnostics had a feeling they had a secret knowledge only they had. The Epicureans felt that sin was only spiritual, so give your flesh all at once. The Stoics were abstainants. They believed the body should be under control. Paul wrote on Mars Hill, "To the unknown God, him I declare unto you." Professor at Princeton University. It began in the 1800s by 5 Presbyterian women. Today, and the professor some years ago said, "The existence of the universe requires me to conclude that God exists." Recently, she made a statement that said, "I no longer believe in God. I am an outspoken atheist," the professor at Princeton University. Dr. Isaac Manley, Harvard Medical School, said, "Recent scientific knowledge is a shocking rebuttal to the theory of evolution." If we possessed the atlas of our galaxy, giving a single page to each star system in a Milky Way so that the sun and all the planets were jammed into one page, it would take 10 million volumes with 10,000 pages each. It would take a library the size of Harvard University to house the atlas, and merely to flip through the pages at the rate of one page per second, it would take over 10,000 years to go through that atlas. Note, there are 100 million more galaxies. Give our wonderful Creator a hand of praise. When a curious scientist scales the mountains of ignorance about to conquer the high peaks, pulling himself in a final rock, he will be greeted by a band of theologians who are sitting there for centuries. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God gave you a future. You're not living it yet, but he gave it to you. Your future has no sin in it. It's perfect. Designed by God. Your decision determines your direction of life. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts I have told you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a home. Ezekiel 18:4 said, all souls are mine. God gave you a future, and then God gave you a family. Psalm said that children are a heritage of the Lord. Well, sometimes you have children, you have long nights and short life. Moody said, two and a half people were saved today. Two and a half. Oh, the man must be the whole. No, the boy is, because he has all of his life ahead of him. A child's prayer was overheard by a parent. Now I lay me down to rest. I hope tomorrow to pass the test. If I should die before I wake, that's one less test I have to take. Give children and grandchildren time. Give short-term pleasures to them. They're self-worthy. A Christian Seattle hospital had 5 meals together, and they had them all prepared for those kids that were lonely and out of a home. God gave you a family. God gave you the finances. Deuteronomy 8:11. God gives you the power to get wealth. The way we handle money is the truest indicator of the spiritual condition of our heart. There are more than 500 references to prayer, 500 on faith, but 2,000 references to money. Of the 38 parables, 16 deal with handling money. Jesus spoke more about money than he had heaven and hell together. And 1 out of 10 verses in the gospel deal with money or possessions, 288 verses. God wants you to learn to handle your money. It's to teach a child when they're a child to tithe. When they get a dollar, give the 10 cents to God. You'll be glad you did. You'll train them up the way you should go. You'll never be a tither until 2 things. You're convinced God owns it all. And you are convicted in your disobedience of giving according to God's word. Don't walk around with hot money in your pocket. It's God's money. Give it to him. He'll bless the rest. Number 2 is controller and a loaner. Matthew 25 tells about giving out talents. 5 talents to another, 2 to another, 1, each according to his own ability. God has talented you, given you money, given you talents. Use them for his kingdom. God controls the distant universes. He lit the stars and put the planets in their orbits. God controls the destiny of nations. He puts up and puts down kings and leaders. This destiny of this planet is in the hands of God. Quit worrying about the government, money, your future. It's all in the hands of God as a child of God. He will take care of you. God has sustained the little nation of Israel. John and I have preached there 7 times, traveling all 50 spots, leading many tours to that area. God has sustained that little nation. I preached there at the First Baptist Church. It was a great thrill. God cannot control your decisions. He controls the distant universe. He controls the destiny of nations. But when it comes to little you, he cannot control your decisions. He loaned everything to you. And the most important thing are your decisions. Commitment and a borrower. Present your bodies, Romans 12:1, as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Let God determine your direction. Seek the heart of God. Pursue the divine purpose of your life. Listen to the word of God through three things. The word of God, the whispers of the Holy Spirit, and the wisdom of God from dedicated leaders. Let God determine your directions. Make decisive decisions. Decisions determines destiny. You make a decision when you come to a crossroad, when you go this way or that way. You are constantly making decisions. If you make a wrong one, confess it, and move on. Delight yourself in God. Psalms 37 and verse 4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I want to talk about a cross and a redeemer. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. In the era of Charon, Sirach 4, verse 157, they denied the fact. They said that of Jesus, they killed him not. They did not kill him because that meant God was weak. That meant one can die for another, which we believe that. They don't. But they contradict themselves in Sirach 19, verses 15 and 33. Yes, someone died, took your place. My place on the cross. Hands stretched out, nailed to a tree, lifting that up. And as I said before, it's not on a high hill. It's on a level where people can come by and they spit on him. They couldn't spit on him if it was on a high hill. They spit in his face. Right there's the crowd went by, jeering him, laughing at him. If you're the Son of God, come off the cross. One day we shall receive a crown as an achiever. Matthew 25, 23, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Think of that. God will make you a ruler over many things because he made that provision for you. He loves you. He cares for you. He took care of you in a world of sin and corruption and doubt and fear and frustration. God loves you. God loves you today. Most of the time, there's someone listening, but you don't know it. Somebody's watching you that you're not aware of. Think of that. You're living in a world of chaos and corruption and sin, and yet somebody's looking at you, watching you, understanding you, loving you. Yes, it pays to be a Christian. It pays to serve God. It pays to know God. It pays to love God. How much do you love the Lord today? How much do you think he loves you? He loves you as if you were the only one that ever alive today. He loves you more than you'll ever dream, you'll ever understand, you'll ever know. The most beautiful thing in the world, John 3:16, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. He died on a cross for you. He died in life. He died in death for you. He cares about you today. He knows more about you than you know about yourself. God's for you. If you're watching today around the world, 198 countries, we're in many of them. No matter where you are, where you're listening, how you're listening, what instrument you're being used to listen, Facebook, so many outlets from this church today. Listen to me carefully. God loves you. He wants to help you. He wants to change you. He wants to multiply joys in your life. Give you a future of hope and love and grace. Turn to him. Turn to Jesus. He's the only answer to your problem, the only answer to your life, the answer to your needs today. It's Jesus. All about Jesus. Will you come to him today? Just as you are. Not one plea. Oh, Lamb of God, I come, I come. While that's being played on the piano, I want to pray. If you need Jesus today, it's very simple. Simply acknowledge you're a sinner, A. Realize you cannot save yourself, B. Realize Jesus, the only one that can save you. See, he loves you. He wants to save you today. Everything's settled for you in heaven? Is your name written in the book of life? If not, it can be today. Simple prayer changes everything. I'm going to give it to you again. God loves you. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. Please come into my heart. change my life. He'll do it. He really will. I want to pray for you. Those that are listening and watching today, wherever they're at in the world, I pray they will receive you as Lord, Master, and Savior, settling for eternity their destination. I pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen. While our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, how many knew?